Shanti. I was inspired by this topic when I was listening to a class by Daddy Kumarka on the power of tapasya. And she was emphasizing very powerfully that tapasya, real tapasya, can only be sustained when you eliminate all waste. Waste in attitude, wastage in words, wastage in action and use of energy, and especially wastage of time. So, and I find that this is very important, especially in today's day and age, as our facilities increase and we find ourselves doing more and lots more options and possibilities. How should my time, energy and resources to be used in a worthwhile way? So it's something that's a very deeply personal subject also, because sometimes Brahmins complain they don't experience as much love from Baba as they should. Baba's giving love. Baba is the ocean of love. There's no shortage and nothing lacking in what Baba has to offer. And yet, my experience of receiving Baba's love is diluted because of the burden of subtle waste that I sustain in my life. Wastage finishes the experience of bliss and joy. It kind of dulls your experience of the avyakt stage. You know, people often say, what is the avyakt stage? Is it that you just visualize yourself to be an angel with wings flying? Is that the avyakt stage? It's a stage where you powerfully get to experience all your qualities. The experience of being deeply in peace. The experience of being a pure soul. A supremely pure soul. The purity of the supreme regions. The purity of the golden age. The experience of being in bliss. The experience of being a master, almighty authority. The titles of self-respect contain aspects of our qualities. And as we go into the depths of those qualities and generate that feeling, that's what lights us up. You know, our aura of light is created by the purity of feelings we create. So you can't fake the avyakt stage by just visualizing a nice angel of light. Avyakt is a state of pure feeling, specialness of my own virtues, my qualities. And that state, it becomes like a portal, a door, that allows especially Brahma Baba to be very real in our lives. sometimes the children complain, we didn't see Sakar Baba. Can I still talk to Baba? Will I get a response? You will get a response. But only if you sustain your frequency at an avyakta level. Keep yourself at the level of those special feelings, then you'll get an immediate response. You'll be able to hear the response. But when we slip into a very ordinary consciousness, a gross feelings, we stay in those feelings, then the conversation is only a one-way street. You can talk a lot to Baba, and maybe it's your own ego talking back at you. Sometimes you won't feel the essence and the sweetness of Baba's response, because the effort it requires is to tune yourself to become avyakt, to pick up Baba's responses. So, in all of that, as we prepare in this avyakt month to come closer to Baba and to take maximum from Baba, the preparation of silence is essential in all of this. And you know, many times people think of silence as just a stage that's absent of sound. You don't speak. So what are you doing when you don't speak? You're still thinking. And you're still feeling. And so, today I have four, it's like a journey in silence. It's a very active, an alive journey of silence. It's a living journey. And the first place to begin this journey is to become completely nirsankalp. And that is, which means, literally it means to free yourself or go beyond thoughts. But what helps you to do that is the consciousness of being a child. So that's the first step. You've come to Madhuban. You can hang up all the coats and masks of your various roles that you play in life. And you can just let yourself be a lovely child of Baba. You're in the Father's home. Baba is responsible. Baba will reveal to you what needs to be done. But you first have to take the position of the lovely child. Now, because Sangam Yoga is a period to enjoy the state of being carefree. We spent 63 births trying to be responsible adults, trying to take responsibility, and then everything has ended up in a pickle. The world hasn't improved very much. And we're left with a bit of a mess. And so, in this whole journey of opening to deep silence, letting myself be a child is absolutely essential. Even till today, if I look at Daddy Janki, you know, she doesn't consider herself to be a daddy. She said the other day, I feel myself to be Baba's Ladla Bhatt. It's my really Baba's lovely beloved child. So the specialness of just being a child and just, okay, I'm a child now. Let me rest and relax. And of course, all the thinking and the patterns of thoughts that you've created from your job, your role, your life, it'll continue for a little while. It's okay. Just keep reminding myself, I'm a child. I'm a child. I'm in Baba's home. Whatever is unresolved, Baba will help resolve it. So I can rest. So that stage of being nirsankalp, letting yourself be free from thoughts. Thoughts about anything. Thoughts about anybody. That's very crucial as a preparation. Because sometimes we sit in silence, but these thoughts are like an automatic machinery in our head. And we're still trying to problem solve with God. And Baba's saying, let go. And so that first preparation is important. And as that happens, within that process of being nirsankalp, it's very important to exercise yourself. Because you've come from a background of having thought a lot into a context now where you're being asked not to think. So, how is that going to work? Right? Things will come up. Feelings will come up. But I have to sort this out will come up. So in that process, I'm going to suggest you take yourself through just three stages. That every time something comes up, you allow it to dissolve. And so the first step is to relax and detach. Anything that comes up, if a thought that comes up in your mind, a feeling that comes up, even a situation that comes, just relax. Allow the body and the mind to relax. And take yourself into the place of being a peaceful observer of what's happening. And as you observe, the mind then doesn't hold on to what's emerging. It will give it the space to allow it to pass. So that's the first step, is take a deep breath and relax, relax, relax. And then the next step, as you've allowed yourself the space to sit back, relax, be a peaceful observer, is go into sweet silence. Which is, take up a feeling or one of the qualities of the soul. It could be peace, it could be joy, it could be love, anything. Purity, go into that feeling. Just allow the soul to go from a state of being a relaxed, peaceful, detached observer into the sweetness that's inside the soul. Just even to be able to give yourself a commentary on purity. Remind yourself of your origin. I am a pure soul, bodiless. And then as I descended into full purity. Take yourself there. Experience the sweetness of that. And then from that sweetness, let it dissolve into dead silence. Oh, everything finishes, everything merges, and you're just bodiless. And what has emerged has disappeared. In the initial stages, this is going to take being consciously mindful to practice this. Relax, sit back, go into sweet silence, and then from that sweet silence, surrender everything into dead silence. So whatever has emerged merges. This is the power of silence. You know, sanskars don't really transform. They only merge and emerge. Yeah. The soul carries sets of sanskars in it. Sanskars are time-bound. That's why in the Golden Age, we won't experience Rajopradhan sanskars. Only Satopradhan sanskars. So they're time-bound, they're energy-bound, awareness-bound. And so silence is a transition period in which we hit the reset button. You can't transform or merge old sanskars without being mindful about practicing the stages of silence. You know, we are in a tamopradhan old body. We are at the transition and the confluence of two very powerful worlds. There is going to be a push and pull. You're going to have to, we're in a process of settlement. You're going to have to tolerate something. You're going to have to be patient about something. But within that, the exercise that I sustain keeps me, if you like, insulated from the effect of whatever it is that I have to settle. Because you have to settle it anyway. You can't question what's happening to you. It is what it is. It's coming to take leave. And if time has the common sense to move on, why don't I have that much common sense to follow time? So, cultivating this practice of being peaceful, observing, going into the sweetness of silence and then dead silence again and again. And you'll find after a while that all your thought, old thought patterns start to release you. Because you don't engage them in active thinking, they will let you go. For me, that's the first aspect. So let's take a few moments now and practice this. Sit up straight. And for a few moments now, withdraw your attention away from what's happening outside away from the surface waves of the mind into the depth of the soul. And close the doors of each of the senses. And resume your seat behind these eyes. and you let yourself completely relax. Relax your body. Relax any tension in your body, your stomach, arms, hands, feet. And allow yourself to be present in this moment now. You let yourself relax even deeper. Allow yourself to dive into the sweetness of the soul. Filled with pure intention. Now, as I dive deeper into silence, I let myself become bodiless. I go home. remain as a seed . Everything merges and I am a master seed . All thoughts finish, feelings merge, and there is dead silence. I, the bodiless soul, remain with the bodiless father. Come back to the awareness of your body. Was it easy? Simple. That's important in a day to do this again and again and again. And it starts to merge everything that is old as you practice this. Take yourself beyond, come back down. Take yourself beyond, come back down. Okay. Now the next part which is the further step is emerging a powerful vision of your complete state. I find that the complaints that people have about what can I do, my old sanskaras are still controlling me, old thoughts are still coming, they come because my vision in front of me isn't clear, and the taste of that vision isn't strong enough. You know, just at a practical level, when you look at somebody, let's say, who's walking down a street, they know exactly where they're going. You can see it in their eyes, and they're very focused. They're walking in a focused way. They're looking towards the destination. They might stop here and there, but to take whatever they need, but they'll still keep going. And even if somebody comes, it'll be very difficult to divert them away from where they have to go. Now imagine another person walking down the street and has no clear aim where they want to go. And they'll be window shopping here, window shopping there, and you'll see it in their eyes. And then there'll be lots of people that come in their way and distract them, divert them, and they will be easily diverted. Now, you can't blame the people that come in the way. You can only ask yourself, where did I lose focus? And this was something that was a reminder for me one time when I left Madhuban and I took leave from Dadi. And she was lying very peacefully in her bed. And she turned around, gave me a sweet smile, and she just said one sentence, "Make your complete stage your best friend." Because silence isn't an empty thing. Each of us requires companionship. And of course there is Baba as the companion. But yet the other sweet companion that I have, and that sometimes is a silent observer, is the companion of my complete stage. And so one of the things I can begin in silence is a conversation with my complete stage. I don't think you can reach your complete stage through analysis. It's something that as you practice the first beginning stages of freeing yourself and liberating yourself from old thought patterns, you'll start to see how this deity inside automatically works. And in Madhuban is the best place to feel it, because you don't have any of your old context around you, no old triggers, and there's people that look at you with clean drishti, fresh drishti, sweet drishti, loving drishti. So it will bring something, it will bring this out of you, because this is the land in which Baba became avyakt. Both Mama and Baba both reached their complete stage. And it was a very beautiful thing we did during the December time period when we had the group of youth instruments from around the world. A very practical exercise of putting a chair in front of you and just for a few moments in silence, emerging the feeling of your completeness. That part of you that is full, is complete, it doesn't need anything, it's so close to God, it's divine. And just feeling it, sitting in the chair opposite you. And then, beginning a conversation with it. Asking a question. Taking the seat and responding back. And then come back to the original seat, ask another question. And so we had a whole list of questions, from simple questions such as, who are you? What do you experience? How do I stop you? What message do you have for me? That conversation with your complete stage will start to emerge something very real inside. Because it's almost like that being becomes a mirror for you. And it works. You don't need to think too much. Just in your current form, ask the question very cleanly. Change seats. And see what response you get from your complete stage. Make a note of it. I remember one particular question. And I asked the complete stage, it was the question, I want to be like you. How can I come close to you? And I asked that question with a lot of love. And then I changed seats. And as I sat there, in that feeling of being complete, the response was, you can't. You have to die. And I thought, thank you. Because sometimes we feel we can try and fit Gopi into what is divine, but you can't. The process of becoming divine and complete is a process of dying. And I felt it was such a real response. And I could somehow accept my death when it came from my complete stage. If that's what it takes to be close to you, yes, I'm happy to die. If Baba tells me I have to die, I might have a few questions. So you will be very surprised at the responses you receive. And then what was beautiful was the last question, which was, what's your message for me? That was a question that was we had to ask. And as I asked that question, and I changed seats, and I waited for the response was very beautiful. It was just be yourself. I know how to use you. And I had this very deep feeling that out of the mud on this old packaging of Gopi and whatever Gopi carries, a lotus will grow. And so the deity knows how to draw what it needs out of this packaging to construct what is new and divine. And so it's very important not to negate Gopi, negate yourself in any way. Because you are perfectly designed right now to allow the deity to emerge. You just have to allow all the system to become quiet and silent. So you're not carrying any tension inside. The tension of proving yourself, the tension of trying to make too much effort. But you're allowing yourself to be a clean, honest vehicle. And that's why honesty, you know, Daddy's three words, Sachai, Safai, Sadki. Honesty, cleanliness and simplicity. They play such a valuable role in our Brahmin life, the energies of purity that allow and create the space for divinity to emerge. So try this. When you get some time, begin a conversation with your complete stage. And that feeling. Because when that feeling develops, you will let go. Things will just drop away from you so powerfully. You will feel thoughts that you gave importance to before are nothing. Once you have a taste of what completeness is. So that's something that's very important that can be cultivated here in silence, in Madhubana especially. And then there's the third thing, which is connected with the first two, is very much the subject of clearing your chit. You know, we talk about the chit as a memory track. It's more than just a memory track. It's an awareness that's created from your beliefs, your memories, imprints. You know, when you let yourself get absorbed in a scene, you might be sitting here, but your thoughts might be in your home, thinking about someone. You're not even thinking, but you're seeing something. That's your chit, and the impressions in your chit that makes you wonder. Because so much of your chit has become absorbed in something or someone. And so physically, you might be in one place, but your whole awareness is somewhere else. And so your body never ever gets a chance to be in the present, to relax in the present.
Yeah.
And so allowing your chit, pulling your chit back, reclaiming it, the purity of your chit, awareness again, by extracting it away from people and things, consciously. Because if you draw your chit away from something or someone, you will not remember them. You will not remember it. That's why so much importance is given to the word ekagrachit, to be concentrated, to be stable in the awareness of one. So imagine Baba like a big ocean. And everything your chit is absorbed in, extract it and just throw it in the ocean. Because all the answers are there. As tempting as it may be for your intellect to want to work something out, resolve something, don't. Throw it into the ocean. Extract your chit away from it. Because this is exactly how the subtle ego operates. The subtle ego will make you think. That's how it feeds itself. And it can justify anything. Anything. And so this does require you to be a bit firm with yourself. And consciously reclaim back your awareness. Clean up. Because a big part of, I suppose, you know, we've taken sorrow, for example. We've taken sorrow in a relationship. The chit has become absorbed in that memory. And so you can be sitting here and in meditation looking at Baba's picture, and yet that scene will emerge because it's been impressed in the chit. And then you take yourself back to Baba. But until you've consciously realized that that is past, it does not serve me anymore, you will not extract your chit away from it. So then a fight begins. I'm trying to remember Baba, but this memory is coming back. Hmm. And so a deep realization has to happen. It has passed. It has passed. It's over. Because something very subtle happens if you allow your chit to keep entertaining past memories, is that it creates illness in the body. Your body never relaxes in the present. It's always in a state of subtle tension, because so much of your awareness and what you think and feel is your body experiences that. So whenever you remember an old memory, it's like your whole body is reliving that experience again. And so these very simple truths, that's why when Baba uses the word Sat Chit Anand, Sat is truth. What is the truth right now? It has passed. What is important right now? Me and Baba. Deeply you have to talk to your mind. And it's like a little child. You know how a little child, when it gets a toy it likes, it just won't let it go. It can be a bit stubborn. The mind behaves like this. So it needs a little coaxing. And consciously, as you extract your chit away from these things, and you consciously put it into one, the power of concentration develops. And I think when concentration develops, that's when you can accumulate the power of silence. You start accumulation. Accumulation of what? Good wishes, pure thoughts, and so in Madhuban, when we've arrived here in Madhuban, wherever we've come from, we don't just come and go. Yes, it's a big relief to come from Madhuban. It's a chance for physical rest, but it's also a time to take power. And a time to become what I can't become when I'm at home. And so you can't just abandon your intellect in Madhuban. Give the body rest. But it's the work of making the intellect ekagra chit that is essential. And as the soul starts to accumulate pure thoughts, pure feelings, good wishes, everything you touch starts to become fruitful. You'll have a pure thought for your efforts, it'll start to happen. And the beautiful thing is it'll start to create a sense of joy inside, quiet joy, super sensuous joy. And it's this joy that's the basis of service, benefit. You know, in this space of joy, you can invoke anyone, anything. And they'll feel it. There's such a whole chapter and realm of subtle service that's waiting for us. That comes through deep, concentrated silence. the language of good wishes and pure thoughts, and the language of the eyes. And then it's like a wireless connection. You're this walking wireless router of good wishes, and then people who come in front of you, their good wishes get ignited by your good wishes. Because feelings ignite feelings. And that service is unlimited. And so this journey in Madhuban is a journey of cleaning up, letting yourself relax, but going back into the essence of the purity of yourself and the purity of Baba, and allowing everything else to merge in that. And then no matter what karma we are involved in, your silence will continue to grow. Karma doesn't take away your silence. So whilst you're performing any action from a space of being concentrated with good wishes, you start to experience more and more silence, natural silence, sweet silence inside. And then whenever you want, you can press the button and go into dead silence. Then come back into sweet silence again. And so let this be an aim whilst you're in Madhuban, especially in this month of January. The conscious and mindful practice of taking yourself beyond. Developing a conversation with your complete state. And allowing your chit to be cleaned.
शिव बाबा के ज्ञान से फिर माया को
Before we go into meditation, does anybody have any questions? Or any comments? Great. Everything's clear. So either you understand nothing, or you understand everything, which I hope the latter. Yeah, it's true. No questions. Throw it in the ocean. No how, no why, no what. Throw it right in the ocean. And you watch what magic Papa does with you. Amazing magic. So let's take the next 25 minutes. And let's invoke our complete stage. So I'll share a short commentary for 5 minutes, and then we'll have the rest of the time in silence. Holding in your stomach, shoulders. and give the body the respect of allowing it to relax. Again, bring all your attention inside and resume your seat behind these eyes. The master and the seat as a child. I step away from all the roles and masks and let myself and allow that feeling of security and lightness make you a carefree child. Enjoy the sweetness of this child. The purity of its innocence. The purity of its joy. Of its goodness. And allow yourself to go into the purity of its energy. Thank you. when everything felt one. Enjoy the silence.